Let's bring the final days here of the Vandivers. How did it end?
Okay. Here's how it ended. I lost control of the store. Couldn't renew the voting trust. I had the voting trust for 17 years, and that's when I built all this. I lost control of the voting trust. So I had to have a shareholders meeting and had to figure out how to get reelected so Aunt May wouldn't take over the store. She was a great person. I loved her. She was a great woman.
Yet she was a thorn in your flesh in the business.
Yes, very much so.
Could you have family gatherings and Christmas and
yes,
all that? And,
yes, yes.
And the family could,
yes,
all
yes.
The Vandivers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All came together.
Yes.
And just kind of forgot about all that
right.
Business.
I would have an annual meeting to try to get reelected. The last annual meeting I had lasted 6 months. The in-laws, the two in-laws of some of my cousins, Vandiver girls, didn't like me. That's common. And they were always my enemy, and they were always trying to get me out of the store. And, of course, they were unable to do it. But I figured out something else. I figured out that the independent store was not going to make it. Now, I owned 2% of the store. I was making money for a lot of people, and I was putting up with a family that's out of control, and I knew that the independent store was not going to make it. My love was finance anyway. So I said to myself, what am I doing here? Let them have it. So I proposed in the meeting that we sell the store. They all agreed. Wonderful, wonderful. I brought down Federated Department Stores, the big one. Federated Department Stores came in, looked over the store. They said, we're going to try to make a deal, do a little money in trade stock. In the meantime, at their representative's hotel, several of the stockholders called the representative of this group and said, I'll vote for this if you will pay me X dollars. Five members of the family called that man. He called me the next morning, reported to me what happened. He says, don't want anything to do with it. So I got a hold of Retha Martin, somebody that I had known from Muskogee, Dunlap's. Retha had built some stores in Texas and had been very successful. Retha, of course, had tremendous respect for Vandivers because he had never built a store as popular and with the reputation that Vandivers had. I called him. He said, you know, I'd like to have it. He said, I can afford it. I said, okay, but we cannot propose it in a stockholders meeting because you'll have people calling you for payoffs. So I met Retha out at a Holiday Inn. I said, here's what let's do. I've talked to the federal judge here, who's a good friend of mine, and he understands the problem. And I think the only way we can sell this store is to file bankruptcy, and then you buy it out of the bankruptcy court. My team and my lawyers, we all agreed. So I made a deal with the federal judge. This is what we're going to do, and this is why we're going to do it. And we filed bankruptcy. In order to make things look real good, they fired me, which is part of the plan, and the sale went right through.
And that was the end of Vandivers?
No. Utica Square would not take Retha Martin because their merchandise was not of the quality of Vandivers. And so,
Mr. Martin operated, what kind of store did he operate, and where was he?
He was in Lubbock, Texas. His first store was in Muskogee.
What type of store was it that he would
have? Just a general department store.
But it wasn't.
He didn't have the high fashion. And Walt Helmrich wanted the high fashion, and he should have it. I agreed with Walt Helmrich. Said that, no, you don't want Retha. So Retha had South Roads Mall, he had Eastland Shopping Center, and he had the downtown store. He closed down the downtown store, which I would have done also. If I hadn't had this problem, I would have closed it. And then in about 5 or 6 years, Retha got killed. Coming back from Colorado Springs, a teenager ran a stop sign and hit him broadsided. His son was here in Tulsa running the two stores. And his son never liked retailing, and he wanted to be a preacher. So when the leases were up at South Roads and at Eastland Shopping Center, he walked out. And Vandivers never existed again.
But then it was in Utica Square.
Walt Helmrich would not let Retha Martin, who bought Vandivers, including Utica Square, he would not let him run the Utica Square store because they were not high fashion.
So who operated it then?
They went out, and I believe they got Dillard's. I believe that's who they got.
And then Dillard's renamed it.
Dillard's renamed it.